Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from Fred, and here is what he briefly has to say. Dear Sane Man, thank you very much for your fantastic work. I like all aspects. Hope your health issues are fine now. All the best from Vienna, Austria. Well, Fred, thanks for the donation. I'm going to make 3 videos out of it. This is the first one. I found an interesting post on goingyourownway.com called Women Are Evil, All Religions Agree. Here's what it says, and I quote, "Hello, this is only a small fraction of the sea of such literature available. I'm not going to talk about the great philosophers, but even they basically said the same thing in one way or another. First, a quote from Christianity that says, 'Sit not in the midst of women, for from garments cometh a moth, and from women wickedness. Give me any plague but the plague of the heart, and any wickedness but the wickedness of a woman. 'Tis you women with your tricks and artifices that lead men to error.' The next line is from Islam, and it says, 'A woman advances in the form of a devil and retires in the form of a devil. Evil omen is upon the woman.' Confucianism says that disorder is not sent by heaven. It is produced by women. They beat men down or are hurtful and deceitful. Taoism says yin, the feminine, represents inactivity, negativity, darkness, evil, and decay. Hindus say that women are the root of all evil. You must know that women have no sense of morality. Women live their lives in falsehood. The Jains said, 'Women are the lamps that burn on the road that leads to the gates of hell.' Buddhism says, 'Having been born a woman is a result of bad karma. The danger of a shark is a characteristic of women.' Judaism says that even the most righteous of women has witchcraft. When a man talks much with women, he harms himself, neglects his studies, and will end in hell. One African religion says, 'Every woman is beautiful until she speaks. Marriage is like putting your hand into a bag of snakes. Eating with a woman is eating with a witch.' Gnostics say, 'For evil are women, my children, and since they have no power or strength over men, they use wiles by outward attractions, that they may draw him to themselves. And whom they cannot bewitch by outward attractions, him they overcome by craft, and in their heart they plot against men.' The Greco-Roman said, 'The first woman, Pandora, was created by Zeus as a curse. When he presented her for the first time, wonder took hold of the deathless gods and mortal men, when they saw that which was sheer guile, not to be withstood by men. For from her is the race of women and female kind. Of her is the deadly race and tribe of women who live amongst mortal men to their greatest trouble. No help meets in hateful poverty, but only in wealth. Even so Zeus with thunders on high made women to be evil to mortal men, with the nature to do evil. Zoroastrianism says, according to this religion, women are more inclined to sin and are therefore supposed to be controlled. Hedonism says, which is also known as Odinism or Germanic paganism, says that originally the creation of women says that no man should trust a maiden's word, nor what a woman speaks. Spun on a wheel were women's hearts, in their breasts was implanted Capri. The speech of a maiden should not man trust, nor the words which a woman says. For their hearts will be shaped in a whirling wheel, and falsehood fixed in their breasts." Unquote. So why do most of the major world religions warn men about women? I'll discuss that in just a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his 2-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to history seeing women as demons, while today's soy simps see women as sweet clown world show. So why do all these religions look down upon women? Why is civilization and religion built upon patriarchal misogyny? When women attack patriarchy, they're attacking civilization itself, so they can liberate their cooches in the short term, but starve in the longer term. Civilization can only exist when there is a calming down or limiting of emotions of love and jealousy that come from men. Religious codification is necessary to provide rules required for civilization. Women's hypergamous instinct needs to be subdued, and the top 5-10% of Chad's instincts also need to be put under control, so that every man in civilization that wants a wife can have one. This ensured that men were enfranchised in the state to work to build buildings, farm fields, and go to war for king and country. That was pretty much the arrangement Western civilization had up until the late 50s and early 60s, with the introduction of the birth control pill, as well as welfare, abortion, and women working. A wife was, or is a carrot used to motivate men to create the world we see around us. Religions also have to compete with women for worship. Since religion has disappeared in most of the West, men are more likely to worship a woman that looks like a goddess, rather than worship a god. We put women on a pedestal of worship, and it's like we're going back to the Neolithic days when we used to worship the fat fertility goddesses. I'm impressed with those Indian Hindus because they are messing around and sugarcoating things and come right out saying that women are the root of all evil. It's like that old line about money being the root of all evil. Usually we earn money to attract women. If there were no women to attract, then we probably wouldn't be doing whatever evil it takes to get that money. It makes me wonder how much immorality takes place in our society because men do bad things for women that they love, so they can supposedly catch them and keep them. I find it funny that in Judaism, that they say that when a man talks too much to a woman, he harms himself. When I shoot videos and take photos at Orthodox temples, there's usually a wall divider between where the men and women sit. They've done as much as they can to separate them and women in their temples. The Gnostics say something fascinating about women, in that those that they can't draw to them using physical attraction, they use witchcraft on. When you think about today's unattractive fat feminists, all they seem to be missing is a witch's hat and a broom to complete their look. Obviously, feminism's entire purpose is to plot against men. So all of the various waves of feminism might as well be seen as a bunch of witches trying to shut down any and all fun that men can have in society. I also know that in Islam they say that hell is full of women or something along those lines. But I wouldn't go as far as to say that women are evil. It's nature that's evil, or it makes women say or do bad things to get their way, and men do terrible things because they want to get the best mate possible. Just like we don't call a lion evil for hunting gazelles. We shouldn't call a woman evil for being hypergamous and twisting her words to get what she wants. What we understand as evil is just a means to an end. If as a society we can get to the same end or better without doing what we classify as evil, then we should do that. But for women forcing marriage on them at a young age and not allowing them to work and ride the cock carousel is their version of evil by the patriarchy. What men see as being evil in women, i.e. female nature, women see as being their version of virtue. What women see as patriarchal oppression, men see as traditional behavior to help build up civilization. We are a species where both sexes have a different value system, as well as philosophy, as to how to measure true virtue. Ironically, even Germanic paganism created by women saw the need to tell men not to trust a maiden's words. How can our species possibly evolve at this juncture without genetic engineering and artificial wombs? What women see as virtue doesn't lead to civilization. It leads to extinction. What men see as virtue leads to space travel, engineering, mathematics, and hopefully a civilization among the stars. What women see as virtue leads to grass huts and starvation if we let it run its course. Which choice we take depends on if men choose to be smart or if they choose to be simps. Women want free stuff, and the only reason they are here right now is because industrialization has provided such an incredible abundance of riches. We as men can give them seemingly endless amounts of stuff while growing the economy at the same time. And I'm predicting that in the future, technology will provide even more abundance. Times are good, and good times make weak men. Men that don't understand that evil from women, which women and simps see as virtue, must be either put under control or simply walked away from in order to store order. The white knight Manginas out there will fight to keep civilization going, even when women are working aggressively to destroy it. As a species, we're capable of so much more. Recently, I was listening to a video from Computing Forever, where he was talking about how the jab is the hill that he's willing to die on. And in the end of the video, he seemed depressed when he said that it looks as though the future is going to be one where a species is going to be reproducing using artificial wombs, instead of the natural way. What he doesn't realize is that the natural way is leading to women holding babies over men's heads, demanding more and more in an evil way. The first civilization that produces mostly males that are genetically modified with high IQs from artificial wombs will have the advantage over all others because of productivity and a tax base. They will consume a lot less and produce things that last like men once did. This will, of course, attract the best-looking women from all over the world to such a state. But maybe those women won't be welcome there because men will realize that the reason their nation is so prosperous is because of a lack of pussy. For such a place to exist for the longer term, it has to have the 3 Ds. It has to be dangerous, dirty, and difficult to live in. If all the men there have super high IQs, then women finding a job in such a place will be rather difficult. If such a community is built in a rural area, then it'll be dirty and will limit women's ability to socialize with one another. Finally, if there are predators in the countryside like snakes and scorpions that women would run into on a regular basis, that would also limit women's ability to live there. Kind of like what the Wild West was like on steroids. As for religions controlling women's behavior, if women wanted to be part of society, they had to hide their nature deep down inside, back in the days when everyone went to church. And the ugly busybody women at church made sure everyone followed the rules. Imagine back to 150 years ago, when ugly spinsters would go to church and figure out the rules, and then go around and shame the good-looking women that would try to ride the Gilded Age or Victorian period cock carousel. It's the same thing we're seeing today with fat, obnoxious feminists canceling things like grid girls and pushing their own morality onto others. Religion, as far as I can tell, was a patriarchal roadmap to projecting male virtue onto women, by making male values the dominant socially acceptable values in a culture. It was a great way to hack female nature and guarantee that most men would get what they wanted, which was a wife and kids, and for the state to get what it wanted, which was men that would work harder than ever because they thought that they were free, when in fact that they were just slaves that believed they were free. Religions are smart when they use women's wickedness to promote virtue, by getting unattractive witches and their incel warlocks to go around promoting moral behavior in society. They probably see it as a power trip to control other people through religion, but they're just being used by the church as unpaid morality police. It's a brilliant plan by men to control women so they go out and use their terrible nature to improve society. Unfortunately today, woke religion uses women to destroy society instead. We don't need the old religions. We need something new that's going to activate the cognitive dissonance in disgusting feminists, and then they'll go around and police all the other women. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fred for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that a priest would rather smash altar boys instead of fat, unattractive church lady feminists. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the woke religion that preaches the virtues of women instead of the dangers of women away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.